Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just sitting there gnawing on a Subway sub.
You guys talk like you've never eaten crab legs while driving.
I'm just saying, if you hold the hoagie near the top of the hoagie with one hand, you're going to shoot all the stuff out the back.
Gone.
He's all over
the steering wheel.
No, a veteran move is, like, for example,
he's holding the hoagie by the wrong end and have it, like, bagged up.
You have it, it's still wrapped in the wax paper.
That's how you would do the burrito, too. You'd have it wrapped in the wax. Okay.
Yeah, the burrito's still in the tin foil, and you just start to...
See, I have eaten French fries frequently. I've even managed to eat a burger in a similar way. A hoagie just seems like you are crossing a Rubicon that does not need to be crossed.
Try it sometime.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I'm sure that's not recommended in driving schools all around Pittsburgh, but I'm just saying, live life a little bit.
This is Andrew Filippone for Eating While Driving.
Aaron Rodgers, right now, talking with Jeff Hathorn and others about, I think a lot of it is expanding on his post-game comments. And if he feels things changed, did they have a film session? Did everybody show up? Was the practice better today? Here's Aaron Rodgers.
Aaron, as you had time to look over film, what were the things that jumped out to you from Sunday?
Well, the difference between a great performance and a subpar performance is very thin. Most of the time, it's just little details in the play or the execution. So I think that's one of it. You know, when you have a great game, it's never as good as you think it was. When you struggle as an offense, personally, it's never as bad as you think it was. So we're always closer than we think, and we're always not as great as we think we are. So good learning experience through the film, and hopefully we'll be better this week. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, I've known Adam for a long time, played against him in the NFC North for a number of years, and got a lot of respect for his game. Got to know the person and his family over the years through Tahoe, and he's an outstanding guy. We'll see how quickly he can get up to speed with the playbook. And, you know, I was joking with him. He said this is the best his body has felt because he hasn't been playing a whole lot, you know, in Minnesota. So I think he's got a lot left in the tank and a lot of impetus to go out there and put some good play on film.
One thing here, Pony, real quick. Two things, actually. It's funny that he says his body's in good shape. He hasn't been playing a lot. Kind of tells you all you need to know. The Tahoe thing, for people that don't know, Thielen, randomly, extremely talented golfer.
That's the big sports celebrity golf tournament.
He plays in the celebrity tournament out there. Rodgers often plays in it.
Even I knew that.
And so for anybody that's like, why do they know each other from Tahoe? I'm filling you in with a little background there. Anyway, Pony.
I get the impression there that Ben is fine. That Aaron Rodgers is fine with the signing. Never mind. Is fine with the signing, but didn't really, like, pound the table for it. I think he probably did get a phone call from Omar Khan, you know, doing the cheesy, happy birthday, we did get you a present. It's your old friend Adam Thielen from the NFC North.
Why does Omar Khan in this phone call sound like JerMichael Finley a little bit?
The old Packers doing, tight end.
JerMichael Finley doing his Jim Gray impersonation.
JerMichael Finley might be better than Adam Thielen at this point.
Hello, Tom. It's Jim.
I would like somebody, and we have more of this to listen to. He talks about Adam Thielen having more left in the tank. Can someone just pipe in and say, Aaron, just out of curiosity, you think MVS has got anything left in the tank? Because you're completing two passes to wide receivers on Sunday, and your old friend is eating sunflower seeds on the sideline in a Steelers beanie just watching the game. Is that what he was brought here to do? Just chill? Asante Samuel Jr. got elevated, and he got here later, and he was coming off a spinal fusion surgery.
The longer that MVS is just chilling on the sidelines, the more I gotta believe they brought him in hoping he might look like sort of like old MVS. He didn't, and then they quite literally did just keep him around.
Because he's Aaron Rodgers' friend?
Yes.
Fair enough.
Aaron, are you guys trying to do anything different this week to try to get some more focus or attention to detail in practice?
I'm always trying to do that, but you know, I think there's always room for little tweaks in the preparation process. But I felt like last week's preparation was really good, but the execution on Thursday's practice wasn't as good as we would have wanted to. Hopefully, I'll be back out there tomorrow. Hopefully, it'll be a more crisp practice, because although that doesn't directly translate to a winning performance, there is some momentum you can build when you have a good practice Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
Do you feel like Buffalo was selling out to stop the run early in that game?
Selling out to stop the run? I mean, they pressured like three times in the game, so it wasn't like they were run pressuring or really pressuring against the pass. They brought a couple corners. They brought a couple inside backer pressures. You know, it's three or four pressures to the game. So to me, teams that want to sell out for the run means they're run pressuring, you know, blitzing to either the open side if you're a cutback run, or blitzing to the strong side if you're a, you know, outside zone team. And I feel like we got a lot of that. I feel like they mixed up their fronts, you know, with their alignment versus some of our wing sets with Spence out there. But, you know, a lot of it was just on us. You know, the execution of it, the call up front, the ID and all that, going to the right guy. And, you know, we were close in a few of the plays to really breaking them. And that's the difference between explosive runs and first downs and, you know, second and third downs.
Yes, Mulsey?
That was the wrong kind of signal. I wanted us both to turn our mics off. Keep letting Rodgers roll here, by all means.
Sunday that can help you and the pass catchers be on the same page as everybody coming to this film review sessions. To be clear, has there been less than 100% attendance?
What I was talking about was during the week, you know, we have our meetings on Thursdays, and I meant that everybody come there with an open mind and be self-critical and work on the things you got to work on, and let's get better. As far as any off-the-field stuff, I'm not going to talk about any of that.
What are you going to do to get Pat Freiermuth involved in this?
You know, some of it is just his play count. That's above my pay grade. You know, the more opportunities that he's gotten in certain games, he's had some big games for us. I felt like after Cincinnati, he was kind of getting going. You know, but Darnell has also been playing exceptionally well, so it's hard to take Darnell off the field. You know, he's been so good, but I'd love to see more opportunities for Pat.
All right, that's, to me, it's very plainly obvious now that Rodgers is a bigger fan of Freiermuth than he is of Jonnu Smith. And I think that predates what happened with Jonnu on Sunday, not being on the same page with Rodgers, and that check at the line or audible not working and resulting in a touchdown when Rodgers thought it would. And then he aired Jonnu Smith out respectfully after the game by saying he's a true professional, but he's got to do better there. He's got to be kicking himself. It's a snap count thing that's above my pay grade. Now, and then he gets into his editorial. I'm not saying take Pat Freiermuth. I'm not saying take Darnell Washington off the field for Pat Freiermuth. No, no, no. I wouldn't want to do that. But I do think he merits more playing time. And then conspicuously leaving out the tight end who's in the middle of Darnell Washington and Jonnu Smith in terms of the opportunity, snap counts, and playing time that gets doled out by the coaches. Could he make it any more clear that he's ready for the Jonnu Smith experiment to be over? I don't think he could.
I wonder if it's creating any friction with his offensive coordinator.
Oh, my God, because Arthur Smith, you'd think, if you asked him, Arthur, who's on your Mount Rushmore of tight ends, he'd say, Jonnu Smith, Jonnu Smith, Jonnu Smith, Jonnu Smith. Honorable mention, Rob Gronkowski.
Also, a little clarification there from Rodgers on what he really meant by film session show-ups, or what he claims he meant.
Yeah. I think he kind of, you're sensing he tried to walk that back a little bit?
I'm sensing he walked that back because one of the guys we're just talking about directly refuted it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I think he was probably pissed off in the moment there, and he tried to soften that one a little bit and say it's, well...
Well, why don't you tell people what you mean by that?
I didn't know if you were saying... Yeah, Pat Freiermuth just flat out disputed it. Pro Football Talk had the story, quote, "Everyone shows up and everyone contributes in a positive manner." That was Brooke Pryor, actually, that Pro Football Talk citing. Quote, "I think he was just more so talking about guys or about being on the same page with signals and stuff. We don't have an issue with guys not showing up."
Okay. There you go. And now you're right. Aaron Rodgers is taking a different tact here when talking about it.
20 yards downfield since week 9 as a whole offense. Is there something to the approach that's made it harder to complete the deep balls? Or
I mean, there hasn't been a ton of opportunities. There hasn't been a ton of open guys down the field.
Okay, he just...
Oh, there it is again.
Chris Carter's asking questions now, and I think Aaron, after what happened on Sunday, is like, I'm not going to give this guy anything more than a brief answer.
He did give him the no one guys
no
aren't
one's open downfield.
Yeah, that's so, it's so kind of an explosive statement.
Yep. Didn't give him an expansive answer, but he still gave him a good answer nonetheless. It's not me. It's not the offensive line. It's that guys aren't open. That's take it one of two ways or both ways. That's either on the wide receivers for not being able to get open, on the play caller for not being able to devise ways to get them open. Yep.
Well, that's all right. Adam Thielen will help.
How much have you followed this rivalry from a...
Playing in the North, you kind of maybe keep a little more attention on the other North. I've had a lot of respect for all the rivalries in this division, which it feels like there are, you know, there's worse blood with certain teams, and especially when you go back to some of the plays that happened between the Steelers and the Bengals, you know, when guys get knocked out of games. Like, I remember that time in the NFL, and there was some hellacious shots and some real bad blood for sure between those teams. Ravens and Steelers, I feel like, have always had a healthy respect for each other. Played super hard, wanted it, you know, maybe a little bit more against that opponent. But, yeah, it's been some great battles over the years that I've watched from afar, and it's exciting to be a part of one finally.
I'm actually impressed. I was going to laugh about the when you're in the North, you pay attention to the other North, but he kind of had it down pat there.
The
Ravens,
rest of it,
Steelers,
I think he's right about, but I don't know about you, Donnie, as a football lover like myself. Do you find yourself caring more about the NFC North because we root for a team in the AFC North? Do you actually do that?
No.
Me neither. I've never like ran into a Steelers fan who said, you know, if I can't watch Steelers-Ravens, give me Packers-Vikings.
Oddly enough, I mean, the Lions are probably my second favorite team. They're having a tough time of it here. So when Rodgers was with the Jets last year, does that mean he was all dialed in on Eagles, Cowboys?
Yeah, the NFC East now. I got
Giants and Commanders.
Keep my interest with that.
When things have gotten, I remember very famously in Green Bay once, when things were going so hot, you said, told everybody to relax. I mean, you sort of feel that.
That was in week 4.
Do you feel the same way now?
Well, we're 6-6. We're tied for the division lead. We've got a chance to keep controlling our own destiny with a win this weekend. You know, every year is different. You kind of wait and hope for that run that you can go on to kind of get to be playing the right way come December. But from a foundational standpoint, to be playing meaningful games in December is special, and we need to embrace that. You know, play on the road is tough. It's a great environment over there. They won 5 out of 6, I think, something like that. So they've obviously been playing better last stretch. Anything can happen in a division game, and this is for control of the division in the short term. Obviously, there's 4 more games after this, but this is a big one for us.
And pointing out that the relax happened in week 4 and we're in week 14 now, does that mean that it's not so much about relax, you have to have a sense of urgency?
I mean, that was in 2012, I believe. 2014, maybe one of those two. You know, it's a different team, different time, and what you say needs to be authentic. In that moment, I felt like there was a major overreaction. We played 3 games. We played 2 potential that would turn out to be playoff teams, and we went 1-2. And then we went on an absolute heater after that, starting with the game in Chicago. So it's just feeling the pulse of the team. I don't feel like this team has a freak out or a panic that I need to, like, send a message out to the zeitgeist that everybody needs to just relax a little bit.
No,
we've been playing inconsistent football, that's for sure. We've got to play better. But I have confidence in the leadership of the team. I have confidence in my guys and that we're going to put a better performance on the field this weekend.
Good morning. What do you stand out about the Ravens defense?
You know, I mean, schematically, they have a, you know, a similar scheme that we saw in 21 with Wink. When he was there, and obviously Dean was there. So there's similar things to what we saw against the Chargers as well, as far as some blitz patterns and different things. But it's really just about the personnel when you look at the tape on who's playing and who's playing well. And I mentioned in the Chargers week how good Derwin was playing, and I'd say the same thing about Kyle. I mean, Kyle is the guy that, like I said about Derwin, he plays safety and base. He plays nickel and big nickel. He plays linebacker and dime. You know, that's a multifaceted, multi-talented Swiss Army knife who can do it all. So he's a guy you got to make sure you know where he's at all times. Roquan, I played against in the other NFC, you know, the other Northern Division. Had a ton of respect for him since our days going at it, Packers-Bears. He's an elite player for a long time. Kind of gets him going. But they got a lot of, you know, good, you know, younger guys and older guys. You know, they traded for Gilman, who's been playing good. They drafted the young kid from Starks from Georgia, who I love watching play in college, and he's done a really nice job. And I think that acquisition of Gilman allows Kyle to play, you know, down out of center field a lot more, which it seemed to have been a strength for them.
Aaron, is there anything you guys can do as an offense to help the receivers get open, or is it just more them winning one-on-one?
Oh, I mean, it's all that. You know, it just comes down to release, having a plan to release, and proper depth, proper timing. You know, we've tried different things with rub routes, and it's just about having a plan to land scrimmage and then understanding when to be open, the timing of each route. But I see improvement from those guys. It just hasn't, you know, shown up consistently the last few weeks.
Aaron, with the wrist, how do you feel like that's healing, and do you anticipate making any tweaks to the cast and the kind of stabilizer that you had on Sunday?
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, tomorrow we're going to put our heads together, me and Gabriel, in the training room and see what we can do. But it's definitely healing. I appreciate the extra day off. You know, I love the practice, so I hate missing practice. But dealing with what I'm dealing with, it helps to get another day without any pounding on the, you know, on the bones in there. So we'll see what happens. I'd love to be able to be under center. That'll probably be a later in the week decision. Yeah, I didn't come out of the game any worse for wear. So the healing process has continued, and we'll see what happens as far as the type of cast I use come Sunday.
Which is a shock because of the hit he took from Bosa, that the only real damage that was done on that play was the fact that his nose was bleeding. And when he was sitting on the sideline, he looked like one of the house burglars from
He looked
Home
like
Alone.
Daniel Stern.
Who's yeah. Daniel Stern?
One of the burglars from Home Alone.
Which one is he? The tall Marv. One, because he's not Joe Pesci. Yeah, I got it now. Thank you. It just took me an extra 15 seconds.
So, by the way, he put it on the receivers there, too. Not him or Arthur Smith. Basically, the receivers need to get better at running routes. Is that how you interpreted
getting
that?
Getting open faster, too.
Isn't that how you interpreted that?
That's mostly what I heard.
I also like Brooks' follow-up on the relax thing, because I couldn't tell if he was throwing a dart at Will Graves for asking that. It was week four. I thought Brooke had a good follow-up, and I thought he actually gave like a reasonably expansive answer there.
Two more, guys.
Comfortable
in the pistol?
Yeah, I mean, I've been the pistol over the years with various injuries I sustained in Green Bay, so I've spent a lot of time there.
How involved were you with Arthur Smith when you guys are talking about, you know, with the structured ways to help get guys more open and the timing of things and trying to find either new ways or ways to sharpen the opportunities to get more downfield shots?
I'm very involved. Yeah. Do you have a more specific question?
Well, just like, you know, the weekly meetings that you guys have to do to find new challenges. And I was asking for you to kind of talk more about the challenges it does to find those answers when there's been so many weeks without the downfield passing game work.
Well, I mean, a lot of things go into that, you know. Coverages, they've been, most teams are playing double DK. So it's on the rest of the guys to get open. We've been going a lot of big personnel stuff. You know, I'm not sure what the plan will be this week as far as different personnel groupings, but it comes down to having a plan with your release at the line of scrimmage, running the right route, and then me making the throw. And sometimes it's been a combination of any of those three that's caused it to go wrong. But, you know, I think if you look at the tape overall, there hasn't been a ton of opportunities in general to take those shots. And until we run the ball consistently every single week and get some more single high, you know, we're going to win in unconventional ways.
All right, so eventually he did actually give a longer answer there, getting very persnickety with Chris Carter after their exchange Sunday after the game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Let's go to the fan hotline, presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Time to go all access with Aditi Kinkabwala, NFL on CBS sideline reporter. Next week, she will have Bengals and Ravens, which is a huge one. This week, obviously, here in Pittsburgh, we're talking about the Steelers and Ravens. One of the things Aaron Rodgers said today, Aditi, I don't know if you heard it, was when asked about Pat Freiermuth being absent in the offense, his response was, yeah, that comes down to snap count and opportunity, which is above my pay grade, then went on to praise Pat Freiermuth. What are your thoughts on Freiermuth being completely left out of the Steelers' offense right now?
I'm flummoxed by it. I am. I wish I had an answer for you. I wish I knew what was driving that. But it's not just about what he's being paid. It's how reliable he's been. It's what his capabilities are. I'm just as confused as Aaron Rodgers is on that one. But, you know, Aaron Rodgers has every ability to lobby to have him in there, to see more of him, to say that he's got trust with him and he'd like to see more of him. So let's see if that happens.
But that would require Arthur Smith to take playing time away from his favorite football player of all time, Jonnu Smith, Aditi.
Yeah, I don't know about that. It's a fleeting thing, isn't it? It's a what have you done lately? What have you done for me lately sort of league. And I will say this, as I listen to Aaron Rodgers, it all goes back to everything that I've ever been told about him. I'll go back to a conversation I had about Aaron Rodgers with Devontae Adams. And Devontae Adams said to me, I'm not the receiver that I am if not for him. And it's because Aaron Rodgers is so exacting in his expectations of his receivers. And the way that Devontae told me is that every day at practice, the way Aaron Rodgers practices, the precision that he demands. And when I heard him say just now again about the releases, it's about your releases at the line and the routes that you run, I can picture Devontae Adams telling me that Aaron Rodgers demanded so much of him, was so specific on the releases, on the routes, on all of that. So clearly, these receivers right now in Pittsburgh have not responded or taken to that in the same way. And sometimes it has to do with your drive and your desire.
How much of it has to do with they might just not be anywhere near as good as Devontae Adams? They don't have enough good players at that position.
You know what, but it's not only about talent. And you know, it's funny because that's another conversation I had with Aaron Rodgers at some point about another receiver. And he had said, and this is not a Steelers receiver, but he was saying that this receiver had all the talent in the world. He had to decide if he wanted to be a future Hall of Famer or he wanted to be the guy who makes a fancy catch every so often. I'm paraphrasing here because I don't want to reveal too much about any of this, but it's not only talent. It is about how hard you work, how diligent you are, how much you study, what your process is, if you're willing to do the things. It's about more than just talent. But yes, of course, talent is a piece of it.
Aditi, Mike Tomlin, we heard fire Tomlin chants Sunday. We heard him address it after the game, and he gave a different sounding answer when he was asked about it again yesterday. It's created a buzz among people in the football world to the point where Ben Roethlisberger is saying things like it's time to clean house, and even people like Ed Bouchette saying it's time for a change, probably the best Steelers reporter of all time. What's your reaction to what we saw here from fans and what they put on the field Sunday against the Bills?
Something just feels a little bit different. You know, even...
That's what Florio said.
We just talked about this a few weeks ago, didn't we? And I said, oh, come on. Mike Tomlin doesn't want to go to the New York media market.
Yep,
and
you did say that.
You've got to be kidding me. And, you know, it's forever. For all 14 years that I've lived in the city of Pittsburgh, I've always felt that Mike Tomlin would leave the Steelers when Mike Tomlin wanted to leave the Steelers. And I've also felt incredibly strongly that he doesn't want to coach anywhere else, that this is where he wants to be. And when he leaves the Steelers, it will be because he's done coaching. That's how I felt. I've also felt that as much as we all talk about this playoff drought, there's no one that's more bothered by it than him. And that what is sweeter than shutting up people? And that, of course, he is driven to take this team back to the playoffs and win again with this team and have a recent reminder of the successes that he had earlier in his career. It's something, and I think I said this to you, Pony, when we were talking earlier, something in his answer on Sunday just felt so different when he was asked about the fire Tomlin chants. Usually that's where you get the bluster or some snark or the real fire comes out. And instead he just sounded weary. Mm-hmm. And that was a little bit odd. And
yesterday he said, I agree with them. Yesterday he said, I agree with those chants.
He's just, I don't know. Is Art Rooney someone who is going to actually have that conversation? And again, and we've also said this, none of this is that Mike Tomlin is not a very good coach. It's just that after 19 years, does everybody need a fresh start? Look at Andy Reid. Was Andy Reid a washed up coach or a bad coach when Philly decided that it was time to make a move? No, it was time for a different place. And the difference here, the thing that feels so different, is that I've never thought that Mike Tomlin would want to coach anywhere else. And now I don't know. Maybe he is weary. Maybe he is ready to start afresh somewhere else. I disagree with Ben. I don't see him going into the college game. Well, there's so much money now. And I still don't see him chasing the wild, wild west of the NIL and the transfer portal and all that nonsense. So Mike Tomlin is an NFL coach, not a college coach.
Aditi, you know both the teams in what is now a massive game, it almost always is between the Steelers and Ravens, very well. You know most of the principals very, very well. They are both reeling right now. I know the Ravens are coming off of 5 in a row, but they looked horrible against Cincy. Which team do you think right now, from what you've seen, has a better chance of just simply turning around what has happened to them very recently and winning this game?
The Ravens. The Ravens have Lamar Jackson, and he's not 100% healthy. You can see that. You can see that he's not running the ball the way that he normally can, that he's not running in general the way that he can.
He's not making free runners miss. Like, half their offense is they can let a free runner come at him because he'll just make the guy miss and make a huge play out of it.
He is finding time to respond to me on social media,
though.
He
crushed Pony.
Yeah. That was amazing.
I wouldn't say crush me,
Chris. Say less.
Yeah.
Say less.
And I said play better.
Tremendous.
My response was do more.
Hey, Aditi, do you want a stat on,
okay.
You want a stat on him that you'll...
Need to, but here's the thing. He needs to... He is not doing further damage. So he is ostensibly getting healthier each week. And when you have Lamar Jackson, who is the best player in the National Football League, who elevates everyone around him, if he can get healthy, and that defense is indeed a really good defense, you just feel better about what they can do and what their prospects are.
He's been one of the four worst quarterbacks in the league since week 9 on EPA per dropback, which is, I know, a little bit of a goofy stat, but of guys who have actually had 50 dropbacks, he has been one of the four worst quarterbacks in the league. Problem, Aditi, since week 9, Aaron Rodgers is one of the three who's worse than him.
Mm. Well, there you go.
Not exactly a powerhouse matchup under center on paper this
Aditi
Sunday.
Aditi knows all about EPA. No. They bring it up in her AFC South text chats all the time.
That's a good stat. Teams
we
use
actually,
it.
You know what? We changed our group chat name to AFC North / East, but I think we do need to change it back to South after. Although we have the AFC East this week.
Yeah, Giants
and then the AFC
or
North next
Jets
week.
And Dolphins for you this week.
How about this one? How about the Jaguars winning 7 in a row when I'm on the sideline?
I heard about that. You asked Trevor Lawrence, and he had a nice answer and a big smile on his face after that Tennessee win. All right, Aditi, we'll talk next week. Thank you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, thanks.
4:30, brought to you by Gina G and Petro of Remax Select Realty. Aditi Kinkabwala was brought to you by Sir Grout, your local grout cleaning expert. Donnie's biggest football topic of the day coming your way now in the Donnie Football Debrief.
The Debrief, December 3, 2025. I know we've talked about this a little bit today with the Mike Tomlin to Penn State chatter, but it is National Signing Day for college football, and I think we have this discussion pretty much on an annual basis at this point. It just feels like this day, what used to be a pretty big deal, is no longer that because of the era that we're in college athletics. Like, you don't have to freak out if your favorite program didn't hit on a bunch of 4 or 5-star guys, because let's be honest, half of these kids that committed today will go somewhere else.
Does that mean you shouldn't be that excited if your team has a great recruiting class?
Honestly, yeah, I think it works both ways. Like, half of these guys will go somewhere else within the next 2 years, and I would say a third of them play at 3 or more programs by the time they're done playing college football.
3 or more?
Who was that dude who played for Georgia and, like, Rice, that quarterback? He played for, like,
JT Daniels. West Virginia, too, Pitt. Yeah.
Yeah, he played for, like, 19 different teams.
And then Pitt made fun of him because he had, like, a foot fetish?
Probably.
And they said, like, stinky feet or something like that to him when that game ended, or some kind of foot-inspired Rex Ryan-esque
I do think a lot of people still get frustrated about this because there's so much player movement, even though I think most people would say, well, they root for the uniform in the school and just the guys who play kind of cycle on through. But easy way to stop this from being the case, Don, you make these guys employees. You make this a fully collectively bargained, unionized sport. You make them sign real, actual sports contracts. You fix a lot of this. Oddly enough,
just make it professional sports.
Yeah, because it is. They're all making a ton of money. Oddly enough, the universities are the ones that don't want that. I say oddly enough, tongue in cheek, they're always the ones bitching and moaning about, like, player movement, coaches, everybody else, like the higher ups. Yet they don't want, like, the one pretty obvious solution that would inhibit player movement, make them sign binding, let's say, 3-year deals. If you want to go somewhere else for, like, a fourth year and whatever, you could sign a 2-year contract, whatever it is, and clean up the quote-unquote Wild West.
I just don't think those contracts would hold up in court. The coach contracts don't. Coaches sign deals for 8 years, 10 years. They're gone after two
or three.
Well, that's
the great irony. The people who hate that the players move this much don't have the same kind of animus for the coaches doing the same thing when they're all making way more money. Lane Kiffin's going to make more than Pitt's whole roster this year in one season. He will.
Well, I get all of it. Like, did I prefer it the old way? Probably, but
doesn't make me mad at all, even though it's easier to follow the old way. Doesn't make me mad.
That's really what it comes to. That's my gripe, and that's really a selfish gripe to have. My issue is, damn it, I liked it better when guys stayed in one place and I got to know these players, and I figured I'd watch these guys with one team for 3-4 years.
Yeah, James Robinson played point guard for Pitt for 82 seasons straight. When Bob Cousy was in college.
That is my like issue with it. But that's such a self-centered, myopic way.
We don't get that mad about the NFL, though, when there's players. You know what I mean? Player movement transactions are thing in sports.
I understand that, but I think the point Donnie's making is as much as I didn't think it would get this radicalized, I probably should have seen it coming, there's absolutely more player movement in college sports now than pro sports. I went to a college basketball game last night, Pitt, Texas A&M. A&M's entire roster was new players.
Well, Pony, that's because
they didn't have one guy.
There's 330 D1 basketball teams, and it's a numbers game. How many FBS teams? 136, I think, this year. You have guys also who will come up from FCS and transfer. Iowa's quarterback came from South Dakota State this year. You just have more player movement because you have so many more people involved. You have binding contracts in the NFL. So, I don't like where I am 2 years into a rookie deal. I'm leaving. No, you're not. No, you are not, DeMarvin Leal or somebody like a situation like his. If it was happening in college, he'd jump to the next place that wanted him.
Yeah, you're right. In that respect, the players in college do have more power than they do in the pros. And that probably does, like, rankle a lot of people.
But they tried to unionize. Like, there was the Northwestern football team tried to unionize and they got smacked down.
I just think it's a new normal that I have to accept if I'm still going to follow the sport. And I can't see myself not caring about, I don't care about college. I never have cared about college football as much as I do the NFL. But I still really, really like it, even though I've known forever that the sport has warts. It had a very, very ugly underbelly. Ugly in air quotes. It wasn't like there was, you know, the guys were getting paid under the table. Ooh, no. As if there aren't like hundreds of business owners who are listening right now who have never, ever, ever done that before and made somebody under the table. There, it is rife with hypocrisy. It has forever. But the games are generally good. And I like the history of it, and I like the rivalries and everything else. So, yeah, like I have to accept that college football in days like this aren't the way that they were 20 years ago. But I mean, what are we going to do about it? To your point, we're going to tell these kids they have to stay in one place for 4 or 5 years. We're going to limit the number of transfers they can do. Would that help? You're only allowed to move once. I guess that could make it better, but that also seems to not be something that would hold up in a courtroom if challenged.
No, and I've talked to people actually today about this. I was kind of going back and forth in a group chat and having a little back and forth argument. And there were some people who said, like, hey, I'm all for people in a free market trying to get what they're pay, you know, what they're worth. And the old bit is you're worth what somebody's willing to pay you, right, Pony?
Yes.
But then in the same breath, like that person said, but there has to be some restriction on it. Well, then is it really a free market for these guys? Not really. If, like, you're putting some, obviously in the NFL, there's restrictions in the form of contracts.
Yeah.
But those contracts are binding and they do hold up.
I don't mind putting restrictions on things. I don't mind it. Like, I don't mind putting up some guardrails, but I'm not smart enough right now off the top of my head to come up with a way that's fair for everybody involved.
I said it. Make them employees, and that is a non-starter for a lot of the people who hold the levers of powers in that sport.
But I just don't know how you do, like, so they're just university employees. So Jeremiah Smith is no longer an Ohio State student. He's an Ohio State employee.
Isn't that a more honest accounting of what he is there?
I'm not saying it isn't, but at that point, not that these guys put academics first as it is, you're no longer someone that should be required to go to class or take classes at the school anymore.
Correct.
You're just working for the school.
I mean, I think
right?
you could probably
if
you wanted to, you could go.
Yeah.
But if you just wanted to, as Cardale Jones said, we didn't come here to play school, we came here to play football, I think you should just be allowed to do that. I mean, because you and I know this well, because we both went to Power 4 schools. Like, I saw Austin Scott way back when I was a freshman and he was a freshman at Penn State, just getting, like, berated in one of the dining commons well before 8 in the morning about, like, making sure he was at class. Because he had, but you know, you knew that he had to do a ton of football related stuff. He had to lift, he had to study, he had, like, playbook.
Yeah, sure.
They ask a ton of these guys.
Right.
And now they're getting to dip the beaks a little bit here, and people are just that jammed up about it. That seems like the least.
Wait
you
a
can
minute.
Do.
I actually think that we're having two different conversations, though. Donnie's point, I don't think, is that it grinds his gears that these guys get paid. I think your issue is that they move around so much. You have no issue with the money they're making. You just don't like how much these guys move around, right? Am I putting words in your mouth by saying that?
Yeah, I mean, I get more annoyed by the movement. Like, I think they absolutely are deserving of pay. Well,
don't let guys go in place to
place.
I think
there needs to be some sort of parameter on the amount of movement, because it is pretty, like, wild to me that you can see, you know, college basketball example, 15 different players on a team's roster. Fetty Federico's doing the whole tour of Texas after he already spent 3 or 4 years.
He went to a junior college. He went to Pitt. He went to Texas Tech, and now he's at Texas A&M. I think he's on school 4.
Yeah, I mean, we have guys that are in college now that were in college when I graduated.
Oh, I think Diego Pavia might go for, like, he might try to do a Van Wilder down there at Vanderbilt.
I have more issues with there. I mean, I don't have issues with guys getting paid. I think they should have long ago.
Well, I think that I'm with Pony, though. In the end, one, you're not putting the genie back in the bottle with pretty much any of this stuff, and two, I'm just like, I've always liked the pros better, but I like college. I'm listening to my secret college football podcast this year. I'm way more plugged in. Does it require more work to follow? Sure. But, like, does it inhibit my enjoyment of, let's say, when Pitt's transfer quarterback from Alabama, Eli Holstein, doesn't perform well enough, they bring in a freshman named Mason Heinschel, who I had never like thought about once before he got the start, right? And he starts cooking. I still enjoy that the way I would enjoy anything as a Pitt fan. Yeah, you don't feel like you know the players well enough, but that's like kind of cost of doing business now. And here's the other thing I'll say quickly. I think everyone has like complained that this is going to fundamentally alter the paradigm and make the haves have even more than the have-nots. I disagree. You've got Vanderbilt with 10 wins and a chance to be in the playoff. Like, I think it's going to cause more parity. Yes, Ohio State and Georgia are always going to have what they have, but you're going to see guys go and get the bag somewhere else if somebody's willing to offer it.
I do think you're sort of right about that. I did think when this first happened that it was going to really separate teams, the haves and the have-nots, but that hasn't really occurred. I mean, yeah, Ohio State won the national championship game last year. We've also seen TCU play in the national championship game.
Yeah,
TCU.
I'm not worried about that part of it at all.
That was a Donnie Football debrief. All right, and Indiana's the second-ranked team in the country. What the heck am I talking about? That's the best example right now with guys from Pittsburgh leading the
charge.
Oh,
by the way, like Mendoza is going to be a first-round draft pick. Was he like some slam dunk he's going to be
you
awesome
said,
there?
You said when the Penn State coaching search started that Indiana was a better job than Penn State or on par, and yeah. I like scoffed at that. You were right. Right now, the way that this whole thing is playing out, I'm admitting it, is proving to me that they are more peers than two teams in a different class of football.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.